we're going to start the show with some literal give and take. Stories from you about the worst gifts you've ever given or gotten. We put this question out on Facebook, and honestly, I laughed so hard at your answers that people came into my office to check on me. So, here you go.
By far, the worst gift I have ever received for Christmas is an electric quesadilla maker. It is still a mystery to me why this is for sale, considering how easy it is just to put a tortilla in a pan. My face showed it all when I opened the gift, I'm certain.
I'm Jewish, and my first Christmas was the year that I married my now ex-husband, who is not Jewish. The gift I received was a hand-painted ceramic bell Christmas ornament, which had been personalized with both of our names, but it probably would have worked out a little bit better if they had just spared the time and expense and asked first if we had a Christmas tree in our home, which we do not. I think I still have it packed away somewhere in its original box. Since it was personalized, I couldn't re-gift it, but since it really was a very nice gesture, I couldn't bring myself to throw it out.
I mounted a pheasant for my oldest brother back when I was in high school, and the bird was positioned to look like it had just been startled and was flying into the sky out of a field. Well, he seemed to like it, but I now wonder if there was a conspiracy in my family to humor me.
It was this turquoise rock with a heart cut into it and painted gold. And then I had also received a cat that was dressed like a fairy princess or something. And we had only been together for a little over a month and a half, so he didn't know my tastes very well at the time and was getting advice from his mother on what he should get me. I still have it. We joke about, you know, can we get each other? Well, I can get you a rock with a heart in it if you really want.
The worst gift I've ever received for Christmas came from my mom. What I would say was probably about a 5-foot body pillow shaped like a largemouth bass and printed like a largemouth bass. And I'm afraid of fish, so I don't know if she thought it was a joke or what. I still to this day have not told her that I threw it away. I'm only hoping that she forgot I ever had it in the first place.
Thanks to Matthew Oliver, Regina Gelzer, Alex Hurd, Jen Dolny, and Jeremy Negre. And then there was one story on Facebook that I just had to ask more about. Sarah Hull wrote about gifts from her grandmother, and I'm going to let her explain.
I think she might have just been over the whole gift-giving thing. She was probably in her late 70s at this point, and she gave me a half-eaten box of cereal. I was probably about 12 years old. And then she told me that she had bought it for my cousin, who was about 7, and she didn't like it, so she gave it to me instead. She gave my mom she had this big dresser full of table linens, and she gave her a just ratty old tablecloth from the dresser that had stains and cigarette burns in it. She gave my aunt, my mom's sister, and her daughter a pair of those legs pantyhose that come in the egg, and then went on to tell her that she had bought them for the neighbor, but they were too big for her. And then she gave my sister this just gorgeous ball gown that she had had for decades and she had worn to galas when she was younger and that my aunt had always just adored and wanted.
What did you think when you got all that stuff?
I was pretty young, but I was just really kind of confused. I think my aunt was really hurt and everyone else was just kind of floored. My grandma had always been a little bit eccentric. She grew up during the Depression, but it was pretty surreal.
You wrote us on Facebook about just sort of like the memory of this. And it sounds like from your voice that this has morphed from weird gift to kind of like eccentric but wonderful memory.
Yeah, totally. I don't remember any other gift she ever gave me, that's for sure.
Sarah Hull, thank you so much for your time.
Sure thing.